Can you believe it's been 10 years? Yep, coming up on Friday night, it will be the 10th annual 50 Men Who Can Cook to benefit the College Station ISD Education Foundation. Teresa Benden is the director of the Education Foundation, and she talks about what the Education Foundation does.
We raise money to help support all of our local College Station ISD public schools, and we are providing opportunities, innovation, leading edge technology, some of those things that some of our tax dollars just cannot pay for right now.
And that's probably the first question that people ask about the Education Foundation. They say, hey, doesn't my tax dollar go to pay for that? Well, no, not for the special education that our kids need and deserve. Here's Teresa Benden.
I like to say that we're the icing on the cake. The district provides the cake, and we put the toppings and the extra sprinkles and the nuts and cherries on top that really bring education to life.
So you want specifics? Okay, here's some examples of what a College Station ISD Education Foundation grant might request.
We get lots of applications for technology-based grants. There are so many exciting new things out there. We have a lot of iPads and laptops already in our classrooms, but there's some really neat software, things that go with those type of items for coding, manipulatives to be used with those technology. So it varies from, it could go from anything from a science grant for the high school all the way down to outdoor classrooms to outdoor gardens to ukuleles for our music program. I mean, it's the gamut.
And this past fall, the College Station ISD Education Foundation gave out its $1 millionth in grants in the 18 years that it's been around. Now, the event is coming up on Friday night at the Expo Center, and it is called 50 Men Who Can Cook. It's really more than that. A lot of great food. Here's Teresa Benden.
Well, 50 Men Who Can Cook has become one of the most popular, well-attended local fundraisers here in our community. This is our 10th anniversary year, so we are really psyched up to really make it extra special. We had over 2,000 people attend last year, and so we are planning to do some really fun things this year. Of course, you can always sponsor the event as a business or as an individual. You can sponsor, and you'll get tickets and recognition for all of those things. All the money that is raised goes toward the missions that we do represent, which is our teaching grants, our scholarships for graduating seniors, and our Success 24/7 website that we support as well. So anything that you do to help that event, and it will go back into the schools to support innovation.
It's called 50 Men Who Can Cook, and some of these guys can really cook. Here's Teresa Benden.
It's casual. You come as you are. It's not super expensive. I mean, obviously, it's an amount, but the beauty of it is you get in and it's all inclusive. You get all the drink and food you can eat and enjoy. And we've got a silent auction. We're going to have a new grab bag this year. That's something new that we're going to try. We've got, of course, Rick Hill is our DJ every year, and we've got some great cooks lined up and some great, fun, exciting things that they're going to be bringing this year. So we are really looking forward to it.
It's 50 Men Who Can Cook. It's coming up Friday night from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Brazos County Expo Center. And for more information, you can go to givetokids.csisd.org. It'll be a fun time benefiting a great organization. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.